Okay, Rabbi Isai, the Olam has been very engaged in the sugya, and I'm just afraid that we're going to get into deep waters. We're going to try to do it a little bit slowly. We're going to go over. We didn't have time to chazer really last night, so we're going to try to do a lot of what we spoke about yesterday. Start a little bit, going a step further. Let's hope for the best. Oh. Kiva, on my chair in the office, there's this. It doesn't say Atar Shmuel on that, but it's this. I want to bring them. The Gemara speaks about someone who rents his house to his friend on the 14th. Can you assume that it's checked, or can you not assume that it's checked? Does it have a chazaka that he checked it? The maskir should have checked it. It is the maskir's chiyuv to check. So therefore, can we assume that he did his mitzvah? Can we not assume he did his mitzvah? Says the Gemara, who cares? What difference does it make? Just ask him. The Gemara is asking that... The chayra, we shouldn't, either way, we shouldn't rely on chazaka. You should just ask him. So he's not around to ask him. He's not here. We don't have the option to ask him. Are we matriach, the soicher, to do it or not? Amar lehu, Rab Nachman bar Yitzchak, Tanitua. Rab Nachman Yitzchak says, we'll see it in a braisa. Hakol ne'monim al bir chometz, afilu nashim, afilu avodim, afilu ktanim. My time, Emehemni, why would we believe these three very untrustworthy different groups of people? Lav mishum de cheskosei baduk? Is it not because it's cheskosei baduk? De kasover hakol chaveirim heim eitzel b'dikas chometz? Is it not because it's cheskosei baduk? Why would it be cheskosei baduk? De hakol chaveirim heim eitzel b'dikas chometz? Because every person is considered to be a chaver for bedikas chametz. Detanya chaver shemeis v'yaniach megurim alei peiros. Afilu heim bnei yoyimam harezim cheskas misukanim. We find the concept of being a chaver in one particular area. What's the area we find aside for here that you're something called a chaver? When it comes to truma and meiser. So therefore, just like we find v'negeira truma akol chaverim eitzel bedikas chametz. And therefore, the Gemara seems to be saying is that these people's word is not really that trustworthy. However, being that anyway, akol chaverim eitzel b'dikas chametz, so therefore we can assume that that the b'dika happened. This is the Gemara. Okay. So we spoke about yesterday. Now I'm giving you the Mara Mekoymus, the Atar Shmuel. We're going to add a little bit more. Did everyone get an Atar Shmuel? Doesn't say on top it's a Atarah Shmuel. We have a few extra here?
Yeah.
Everyone got? If anyone wants to take for the Chavrusa, they can. Atarah Shmuel makes the following observation. He says, hello, you need a pen? I got a good one. They're pens, not pencils. You got?
Yeah. Hopefully one of these
were. We asked the question, I don't understand, what's the Shaila? Did he do his chiyuv or not? What does that affect me? It's his chiyuv. Who's chayev to do the vedika? A maskir or a soicher? If he rented it on your dalet, who's chayev? The maskir. So brings the Atar Shmuel, the question that the Rishonim ask. So what's the difference? Cheskoso Baruch or not? Who cares? It's the maskir's chiyuv anyway. Let's see it inside. Umavur. Diamrina den cheskasa badak begavna shalo badak amaskir rami ala soicher livdoik. Seems like the soicher is going to have to step up. Why? Kachavi mefurish bechadushi rabbeinu David tzarach in. Dole el amrina dala maskir livdoik. So we said one mahalach yesterday, and that's the mahalach, that's the first one, and that's the mahalach of Rabbeinu David. Kenira she shnei drachim berishoinim. Rabbeinu David pirish. Demiyisoy dina gamal asoicher yesh chiyuv livdoik mechshash deshem yavoy laachloi v'rak Really, who's supposed to do the bedika? If you look at the siba for the thing, who's the one who really should have the chiyuv? The soicher. Soicher is the one living there. The only reason we had it on the maskir is because once it's chal on the maskir, sulay paka, whatever, he uses a different language, but that's the same idea. Notice the maskir kilu over, is chiyuv overpower the chiyuv of the soicher. But really, there's a reason for a chiyuv on the soicher. Im kain, pashut. We said, what happens if the maskir dies? Avada the soicher is chayiv. Also, the maskir isn't mekayim is chayiv. But etzem, the soicher has a reason to be chayiv. We said this, we said this also in Rashi, but in Tosfos for sure that way, that the siba of the bedika is shema yavo l'achloi, that's on the soicher. So really the soicher should do the bedika. Why are we putting on the maskir? Only because the maskir had the chiv already beforehand. Otherwise we would put it on the soicher.
So the soicher does have, an attorney has a, he has to do it?
If he has what?
No, so we're saying that therefore the...
So therefore, if the maskir, for whatever reason, didn't do it, the soicher has to step up. This is Rabbeinu David's pshat. The Ran says a different pshat. A Ran kosav, later on, says the Ran, listen to the language, it's very, very nuanced. It's very subtle. Soicher leisagi le beloi biur. Soicher can't be without a beer. Do armina lekamon, chemtso shel nachri, Oiseloi mechitza. What happens if I have a goy's chametz in my house? Do I burn it? No. What do?
Cover it.
I cover it. What's this din of covering a goy's chametz? So it seems clear. I cannot have chametz around my house. I just can't have chametz, lying around my house. Now listen carefully. This is the nuance. Ubipshutoi lefi Aran, habedika sheboidek asoicher ein zemidin mitzvas bedika. It's not mitzvas bedika. For example, what would you not do before you did this bedika? You wouldn't make a bracha. When a person puts up a mechitza in front of a goy's chametz, he doesn't make a bracha. That's just, I gotta make sure there's no chametz around. Ein zeh midin mitzvas bedika. Ela din bir midin shalyavol michshol v'takola. Da'asem ein midin bedika ela din asaras takola. We said it's kind of like checking bugs. Person can't have bugs in his lettuce. Person can't have chametz around. So it's not midin bedikas chametz. It's just to make sure that you don't end up eating it. According to the Ran, will you make a bracha? No. According to Rabbeinu David, then it was saying that Be'etzim he does have a chiyuv bedika. It's just someone else's chiyuv is eclipsing his chiyuv. Once the eclipser, that's the maskir, is gone, his chiyuv is right in front of us. He has to do the bedika. He's going to make a bracha. The gans kite, everything, the flout with the feather, with the candle, the whole thing. According to the Ran, the soicher would not have to do it at night, bechlal. No din of doing it at night, no din of doing it with a candle, no bracha, no nothing. According to the Rabbeinu David, it's going to be, the soicher should do as much of a regular bedika as he could possibly do. So basically we said yesterday as follows. Now let's try to clarify today. If you hold like the Ran, so let's say a person's children are in his house. It's not their house. It's not their chametz. But they are living there. There's chametz all around. Will they have to do a quote-unquote bedika, according to the Ran? Yes. You can't live in a place where there's food around. They might have to put up a wall or whatever. Same way as I can't have a goy's chametz in my house. I'm not mechuyven bedika in that, but I got to put up a partition. I can't have chametz lying all over the place. So someone else's kids are in their house. L'choira, you have the same shaila of the Gemara of Ches Kasei Baruch Ha'im Ches Kasei Baruch. That's what the Pnei Yeshua brings up. So we could have, in theory, according to the Ran, cleared the same shaila when he's dealing with a person's kids. This is the question of the Pnei Yeshua. We yesterday said numerous answers. One answer is, well, the Gemara before used the language, terminology of Maskir Soicher. The Gemara here also will use the terminology of Maskir Soicher. It's all really, you know, that's it. Ben Yochanan could have been the kids. I said a different teretz, that maybe if a person with his kids, for sure he's going to check. We can assume he's going to take care of his kids. Shaiv is going to take care of a Soicher, even though it's his Chiyav, okay, but really, it's not his michshol. So maybe,
so the Ron is saying that this could be the Gemara's question also, or what? What is the Ron trying to say with this case?
So the Ron is just explaining why we're having this din b'dika here. We said, according to the Ron, that this is not a real din b'dika. This will apply to a person's children also. They don't have a chiyuv b'dika. It's not their house. It's not their chametz. It's not, they're just living there. However, if you go like Rabbeinu David, I want to explain to you something. Rabbi say. Let's say a person, this is, I think, the best example I could think of. A person is homeless. He sleeps on a park bench. Now, right next to him, there's people that throw their leftovers into the trash can. He sleeps right next to the trash can. And that's what he eats. He eats people's leftovers over there. He goes, you know, people, their crust from their pizza. I mean, Nebuch, the poor guy, doesn't have any money. And that's what he eats. He eats people's crust from their pizza. He eats the leftovers from their falafel. He takes whatever's out of the garbage, and that's what he eats. His bed is right next. He sleeps on the bench. Right next to the bench is the garbage. Is there, in theory, a chashash he's going to end up eating out of the garbage? No different than anyone else. This is where he sleeps. This is the food that he eats. I'm asking a question. Does he have a chiyuv bedika on the garbage can? It's not his garbage can. It's not his garbage. It's not, he doesn't own it. It's not his house. It's not his anything. So when the Chazal made a chiyuv, it's true. When the Chazal said, we're worried you're going to eat it, but it has to be that it's your chametz in your house. Just that you're going to, let's say my friend right next to my house, he has a pantry. And he says, eat whatever you want from my pantry. Yeah, let's say he's even a guy. He's a nice guy. He's a nice guy. And all the food there has a heksher. He says, eat whatever you want, whatever you want. I leave it open. You know, and it's right on the boundary of my house and his house. Do I have a chiyuv bedika on his food over there? For sure not. Maybe I should put up a partition, but a din bedika I don't have. So do the children have a din bedika? It's not their house. They don't own the house. They don't own the chametz. It's true they're living there, but it won't be a din bedika. So according to the Chayra, according to Rabbeinu David, you can't ask that, talk about a case where the father left and he left his kids and there's chametz all over the house, or there is or there isn't. There's no din bedika on the kids. By the soicher, he has a, the etzim, he has a chiyuv bedika because it's his, he's soicher the house. And it's a chashash Hashem over the achlai. But by kids, it doesn't start if there's no din, if he has no bilus. Doesn't have bilus on the house, doesn't have bilus on the chametz, there's no din bedika. Is that clear, Rabbi Yisai?
You explain my bedika of Tosfos, that the reason why you remember machler is because you might, it's common to you. You eat the chametz the whole year, so you have to check dafka now. But according to the case where you have, in both cases, it is common to you to go to the...
So you think that the homeless person has to do bedika on the garbage can?
Don't see why not.
Okay, the reason why not is because we're dealing with the reason for the takana, and then we're dealing with the takana. The reason is because we're afraid he's going to eat it. But the takana is not that you have to get rid of all chametz that you might eat. It has to be your chametz in your house, or else there's no din. There's no din b'dika on something. It's not my house. It doesn't exist. True, but that's the reason for the takana. But the takana still is you have to get rid of chametz in your house. If there's a shash Hashem yavah le'achloi on something that you don't own and it's not in your bas, you're not gonna. There's no takana. There's no takana on that. Chazal didn't make a takana on that. It has to be that there's a geder for the takana. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. The chayra azoyis. He said yesterday, Rashi says that the shaila was amaskir bayis l'chaveroi. Said Rashi, what's the case? Rashi says barbasa shachris. Why does Rashi say barbasa shachris? What is that? What about what was Rashi? What's Rashi coming to say? It's the 14th shachris. So the Pnei Yeshua said, maybe Rashi means to say Shachris la'afuke afternoon, afuke mincha. Because once you hit mincha, then already it's talking about a suffix d'oraisa, not a suffix d'rabbanan. If it's Shachris, I could always just, I'll do my bittul and I'm fine. then as far as the Duraisa is concerned, I'm not worried. You have a Shaila on a Dirabanan. There the Gemara says later on. Gemara says, Kivan de Bedikas Chametz Midirabanan, maybe. Place. I don't know. But if it would be after Mincha, I can't do Bedika. I can't do Bittel anymore. I just rented this place. I'm the Soicher. Rashi holds that maybe Soicher has a suffix of Bayra Baramatze Midirabanan. So therefore, you got a big problem over here. This is a Dioraisa problem. Then for sure we're not going to rely on the Chazaka. That's what the Pnei Yeshua suggests, maybe Rashi says. The Pashup Pshat and Rashi, and the Pnei Yeshua himself says that's the Pashup Pshat and Rashi, is Rashi means Shachris as opposed to the night. Why would Rashi say, if you rented from him at night, then there would be no tzad that it would be Chez Kosoi Badak. Why is that? Says the Rosh Yosef, the reason is because we don't have a chazaka, a person checked, the first hour. We have a chazaka, he checked. But maybe if he rented to me an hour after nightfall, so then maybe he was planning on checking an hour later, or 2 hours later, or 3 hours later. The chazaka is a person is not going to make sure he doesn't do his chiyuv, but his chiyuv isn't to do it right away, his chiyuv is to do it tonight. So if it's in the middle of the span of when you can do the chiyuv, you don't have a chazaka. If it's the next day, so he was obligated to check, and if he didn't, he did something wrong, then maybe we can handle there being a chazaka. That's what Rashi says, Arbasa Shachris. But if it would have still been the nighttime, then there's not going to be any makam for a chazaka. The Halakha Tzlach, the Tzlach says, that actually might change as the Gemara moves. Watch this. The Gemara starts out with a Shaila, Cheskosei Barak and Cheskosei Barak. And then the Gemara starts somewhere introducing new sprach, new terminology. What does the Gemara say? Amar lei Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok Tanitua. Hakol ne'amonim al bir chometz, afilo nashim, afilo avarim, afilo ktanim. My time in Mehemni. Turn the page left dalet on the base. Lav mishum dechez kasei baduk. Dikasavar akol chaverim heimetzel bedikas chometz. It's chez kasei baduk because akol chaverim heimetzel bedikas. The Gemara before had a shayla of chez kasei baduk or not chez. The Gemara never said anything about chaverim. Why all of a sudden you guys start giving us all these psychoanalysis? What is the Gemara saying? You know why it's cheskoso badek? Hakol chaverim heimeitzel b'dikas chametz. Rashi says, what does that mean? Therefore, see the find the lashon of Rashi I'm looking for. Hold on a second. Looking for a lashon of zerizin. Where is it? There it is. Take a look at the Rashi. My time on them on him, the bottom Rashi. Halav bnei asudin inu. La mishum de lav amir de tu. Nami machzikin le badak. De vade lo avral. De chum. Afilum ama oretz. The shar dvarim. Here it is. The bottom. The mamish. The last words in Rashi and Dalam and Alf. Chover hu le inyim bedika. Da kol zrizin. Kol zrizin. What's made zrizin? Zrizin means he's in a rush. Hakol Zrizin. Says the Tzlach, if you introduce to us Chaver, so then not only is he going to do the mitzvah, but when is he going to do the mitzvah? Right away. Zrizin. He's going to do it right away. So the Gemara first thought, maybe a Cheskas that he's going to do the mitzvah, not do the mitzvah. The Gemara, not only is he going to do the mitzvah, but he's a Chaver. He's going to do it then. Now the Gemara says the Tzlach, now you could even assume he did the mitzvah. Tchilas Laila. Zrizin. We were saying that the Chayra, according to the Chavetz Chaim that we saw previously, even if you're just saying that there's he won't be over on the Zman, and the Chavetz Chaim seems to learn in the Ramah that the Zman is Tchilas Laila. The Zman is Tchilas Laila. And he says that that's why you have to stop learning. Because you don't have another chance. You're doing something wrong if you don't do the bedika by Tchilas Laila. So therefore, even if you just say that it's a chazaka person won't do it wrong. According to the Chavetz Chaim L'Choyer, wrong is not doing it at night. The Sfas Emes comes from a whole different angle. Sfas Emes says, you know why Rashi says it's Shachris, and I think it's a creative. Says the Sfas Emes, listen. Why should this guy check? Why should the masker check? Could someone tell me why you should check? What? No, this bittul's done already. Why should he check?
Might be chometz.
It's a chiyuv. Even though, really, it's the seicher. The seicher is chashah, shechveis. We said lamdis kimin shechal su lapal. Who said the masker is such a lamdin over here? I want to ask you, before you learned Maseches Pesachim, before you came to this year, I asked you, Ami livdoik, masker seicher, would you say masker? Or you say, I don't know. Maybe the masker is not such a... Maybe it's just goysa yechvei. So who said the masker is such a big Talmud Chacham as erveist as he's mechuyif? Who said? Now, if he thought he's going to be living there, does he know he has to do bedika? Yeah, every Am Aretz knows you have to do bedika on your own house. But if he thought he was renting it out, so then how can you assume that he knows? So now, if the renting happened Shachris in the morning, so then probably what did he think last night? What was he thinking? He's going to be living there. Therefore, we can entertain, do we assume he did a bedika or not? But if he rented it to you at night, so then probably he was planning on going somewhere else for Yom Tif. So Mechatesi, he knows that it's his obligation to do the bedika. This is the way that the Sfas Emes tries to learn Rashi. It would come out according to the Sfas Emes. What happens if what you're renting from him is like just a rental? He's clearly not going to live there. Then it wouldn't make a difference by night or by day. He doesn't think that he has dubedika. It's not his place. It's not his chametz. It's not his... Yeah.
So what if this guy's renting out his house? Curry, he has another place to go to. So who said he's going to do that one to Tefillah Slayim? Maybe he'll do his house at Tefillah Slayim. So we have to do maybe the whole time. Because the guy has two houses that he's going to check. Where is he going to be Pesach?
Right.
So which one's
well, maybe he's going, he's going to a hotel now. Now he's got someone else to take his apartment. He's going to a hotel.
Maybe he's going to another house. I'm saying, so therefore, since we don't know where he's going, maybe you can't say that he's going to do both of them to Tefillah Slayim. Maybe he did that one to Tefillah Slayim. So we have to be more time to
start with Dika Tefillah Slayim. And you continue into the second hour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rabbi said, now we're going to get into the big shaila in the sugya. This is setting up the sugya. It's a nice svara of Noyim. The achronim shaila in the sugya is as follows. The Gemara asks, cheskosoy baduk, ein cheskosoy baduk. If it's cheskosoy baduk, then what? What's the, then what, Rabbi say? She doesn't have to check. If it's ein cheskosoy baduk, she does have to check. Yes, the achronim, I don't understand. There's a din of Safek Dirabanan Lekula. We're talking about a Dirabanan here, after all, he already said Bayu Abayu Matzeh. He already said Bittel, I mean. If it's a Safek Dirabanan, so the din is Safek Dirabanan Lekula. So who cares if it's Cheskas Obadak or Encheskas Obadak? Either way, it's going to be Pater. So he brought the Chukas HaPesach Marino Arav Agoyin Reb David Kohen Shlita, and he brings one teretz from the Shar Melech. Shlomo HaMelech says, yeah, but this is called this Chazek Isura. If he didn't do a bedika, so then we have the right to assume that there's chametz in the house. It's this Chazek Isura. When do we say Safek Durabanan Lekula? Only if there's no previous status quo. But if the status quo was Isur, and then it was Nisura Safek Durabanan, you're still going to have to go to Chumrah. It's only Safek Dirabanan Lekula if it's not Ischazik. Here it's Ischazik Isura in the house. That is the first answer of the Shaar HaMelech. Second answer he gave is the Prima Gadim based on the Magid Mishnah. The Prima Gadim said, when it comes to Bedikas Chametz, so there we have shattered that rule of Safek Dirabanan Lekula. When Chazal instituted the actual din of Bedikas Chametz, because what does Bedikas Chametz mean? I don't know if there's Chametz here. If I don't know if there's chametz, so why am I checking? Because Chazal said we're not going to rely on suffik when it comes to bedikas chametz. Once you tell me you're not relying on suffik when it comes to bedikas chametz, that rule will continue even when you have a suffik cheskas badik or ein cheskas badik. You can't rely on suffik. Bedikas chametz lo yamrinon sveka derabanan lekula. The bedikas chametz niskino ala suffik. Those are the two answers. Today, we gave out a third answer that the Reb David brings from the Maram Chalava. Very, very tricky. Here goes, my friends. Zok the Maram Chalava. Gave it out today. Im Isa, if you want to say, Maika mi boilon, debein cheskosoi la'ein cheskosoi, veleka midi, there's no difference. But it's important to see it inside because we're going to have major problems here. Given the sveka derabanan lekula, so who cares? Cheskasa barik, ein cheskasa barik. Ela shmamina. Dekivan deefshar lemeikom alo demilsa kol sveka tzricha bedika. Says the Maram Chalava, over here you have the ability of being mekam ala de milsa, merely of coming to establish clarity on this topic. And therefore, every suffik needs bedika. V'chein b'chol sveka derabbanan, oy svek sveka d'yoy raisa, kol de'efsher lamoid al biruroi shel dovar, ein matirin ad sheyamdu olav. Ad kan loshen amaram chalava. So my friends, I have two different ways of reading the Maram Chalava. I'm asking you to tell me what you think. Is the Maram Chalava saying something unique about Bedikas Chametz? Or is he talking about Sveikas in general? Is he giving us an approach to Sveikas? Or is he telling us something about Bedikas Chametz? What do you think?
Sveikas. In general.
You think it's Chametz?
He says,
No, he says by chametz, v'chein b'chol sveika derabanan. So he said what he said was by chametz. Does he mean with those words? Does he mean to say it's not only here and also there?
Everything.
How do you understand v'chein b'chol sveika derabanan?
Just like by every other
suffix. So it's true by every suffix, not just by bedikas chametz.
Yeah, but he's going to say, wouldn't think it's by chametz.
Okay, so I'm asking you a question: is this thing true by everything? Does anyone hold that this, what the Maram Chalava is saying here, is only exclusively by Bedikas Chametz? Doesn't sound like it. I had a tzad. I actually had a tzad that way. Because you read the words again. He says, I'm going back to a little bit to the top. He says, El shmamina, the kivan de efshu la mekam ala de milsa kol besveka tzricha bedika. I don't know. I just, because we're going to have a problem. So we're going to assume the Maram Chalava is saying a rule by all Sveikas. That's what everyone wants to assume, and that's great. And he's saying, listen, if you can ever clarify, then you have to clarify. So over here, you have a suffix. If it's Baduk or not Baduk, what should you do? As long as it's a suffix, what should you do?
Do Bedika.
Even though we have a rule of Sveika midrabanan lakula, no, we will not allow you to rely on Sveika midrabanan lakula. If you could check, you have to check. And the Achroinim don't understand the Maram Chalava. This is where it gets tricky. They say, hold on a second. If I check again, am I going to clarify my suffix? What was my suffix? Let's just try to put the suffix in very clear words. Cheskasei baduk oy ein cheskasei baduk. So what's really my suffix? Whether it was checked or not. That's my suffix. By checking it again, have I clarified my suffix? No. Let me ask you a question. Let's say kriyashmaz dirabanan. Okay, whatever the case is, kriyashmaz dirabanan. I don't know if I said kriyashma. This is the example, by the way, that the Achronim use. So it's a suffix. Should I just say Kriya Shema again? Because if I say it again, then I know I'm definitely covered. Or is that called Efshar Livarure on my suffix? No. So if I could check again, my suffix was, did he check, did he not check? I wouldn't call that berure. You know what I would call berure? Ask the guy if he checked. He'll tell me if he checked. Okay, that I hear, that's a levrure. I got that. That makes sense to me. That would be a way of checking. That's efshe levrure. I have a shaila, did he check, did he not check? If I had a videotape or I had an aide or I could ask him or ask someone else, then I don't have to think about, did he check or not? I know if he checked. But for me to go check, that's not called efshe levrure.
Something is...
Can't say
something. Something isn't whether he checked.
The reason why I
want
to know if he checked,
the only reason I want to know if I said Shema or I didn't say Shema is because I need to have said Shema. So if I just say Shema, then I won't have to know if I need to say Shema or I didn't say Shema.
Maybe you should make
I'm not sure. I'm trying to figure. Let's see how Reb David asked the kasha, and then Rabbi Yisrael Olam can think of the answer. We gave it out this morning. It's the Maram Akoimis. Omnam ikur divrei maram chalava tzarech iyun. Dema shayich hochar lemeimar dechoshev ika lemeikam alo demilsa. How can you consider this ika lemeikam alo demilsa? Are im yivdoik pam noisefes.
How do you translate the word ikur lemeikam?
That's a good question. How do you translate it? Ikur lemeikam alo demilsa sounds like you could establish the thing. Hari im yivdoik pam noisefes ein ze nikra di ikur lemeikam alo demilsa shari eno mivarer es asofek klum da asofek uim badak im loy badak. Ukeshaboidek pam noisefes, ena poishet esasove klum im badak. Elashem moitzias atzma mechshash chomet, aide bdika noisefes.
Do you have to clarify the sofa 100%? To be sure?
What do you mean?
Like the efshel levrura, you have to like go till the end to figure it out? Or just, you know,
good question. There's big hack about efshel levrura, how efshel levrura works. There is a lot of hack about that.
It sounds like a brief bedika. You don't check every room, so it's like...
You clarify the sofa.
See, you don't see chometz.
It's not clarifying the sofa, though. There still could be chometz in the house.
About 50%,
70%. He could have
checked enough to see that if a person wouldn't have checked, probably he has chometz here. I don't know how that... I'm not sure how that would work 100%.
Like it's not clarifying the sofa, though.
They say it's clarifying the suffix.
If he's a really clean house, you could have a really clean house.
Yeah, that's Shiloh. It's possible he could have a really clean house. My house is very clean. Your house is going to be very clean.
He also doesn't know.
I'm not sure if that's going to. I don't know. What?
He also doesn't necessarily know Mokim Shema Chitzim and Chomet. If he doesn't live there, he doesn't necessarily know.
Right. Yeah, that was an interesting shaila over here. Safik makom shemachnisim b'chametz. Safik makom shemachnisim. Yeah. So Rabbi said, this is part of the struggle with the Maram Chalava. There's another struggle with the Maram Chalava, which is, so what does Chezkas Baduk help? It's Chezkas Baduk. Okay. Still, why aren't you Mavara the Suffolk? Still, why aren't you Mavara the Suffolk? Efshel Amekim Alad Amelsa. Says Akiva, no, it's Cheskos. If you have Cheskos Abadik, you're good. Everything's fine. You're like, you know, case closed. If it's only Al Suffolk, Durabun and Lakula, you have to be Mavar the Suffolk. But if it's Al Cheskos Abadik, you're good to go. You got nothing to worry about. You don't have to check nothing, nobody. That's what Akiva wants to suggest. The problem is the next line of the Gemara. What does the Gemara answer? Say, says the Gemara. Lemay nafkamina lishayle. What's the nafkamina? Why don't you ask him? What do you mean, why don't you ask him? If it's Ein Cheskas HaBadik, I have to do a Bedika. If it's Cheskas HaBadik, I don't have to do a Bedika. Do I have to ask him? I don't want to ask him. I don't want to. What do you mean, ask him? What does that mean? I don't want to ask him. I don't know. The Gemara says, you can't find him. Maybe I'm just not in the mood to talk to him. Maybe, what does that mean, ask him? Do I have to ask him? Do I have to go through that? Listen, he's been very difficult to deal with up until now. I'm not interested in dealing with him. Do I have a chazaka? What's the Gemara's question? Says the Achronim, the Gemara means to say, no. Efshe levrurei. You can't rely on cheskas HaBadik if you could just ask him. Gemara doesn't mean ask him and it's like, you know, like it's just like a technical thing. The Gemara means if you can ask him, you cannot rely on cheskas HaBadik. Why not? Cheskas HaBadik is not good enough if you can ask him. The Chayra, the Gemara is saying is that when you Efshe levrurei, you have to be mevar. So I see even cheskas HaBadik, it's just the chazaka. How do you rely on a chazaka if you can ask him?
Question yeah. Everyone, no?
So we're stuck in a pretzel, according to the Maram Chalava.
It's a question from everyone, no?
No. If you go like the Shara Melech, or if you go like the pshat that we said from the Prima Gadim, some of the other pshatim, so we said that that over there the Gemara was just saying it's a question of that you can't rely me suffik. Chazaka is not a suffik. But the Gemara says, but there's a svar of Efshe levrurei. Okay, I hear you. The Gemara is introducing something new. But if the whole Gemara's, the Gemara's difference between Ein Cheskas HaBadik and Cheskas HaBadik is whether it's Efshe levrurei or not. You can't come to me and attack Cheskas HaBadik with Efshe levrurei. You just said you can't do that. So for some reason, l'chayra, what we have to say, and we have to figure out how to do this, is what the Gemara was doing to Ein Cheskas HaBadik, and what the Gemara is trying to do to Cheskas HaBadik are similar but different. In other words, the Gemara was saying, Cheskas HaBadik, you have to check again. Because Efshe lemekum alei demilsa. Ein Cheskas HaBadik. If it's Cheskas HaBadik, you don't have to check again, but you would have to ask. Because Efshe levrurei. But what's the difference? What would be the difference between... They're both saying, I can't rely on a heter. The heter of Safek Durabanan Lakula would be so weak that I'd have to do a new bedika if I can. Cheskas HaBadik wouldn't make you do a new bedika. Nope, you don't have to do that. Ah, you can't? You don't have to. But Cheskas HaBadik is not strong enough that if you could ask someone that you wouldn't have to ask. That you have to do. So it's like degrees. Let me just say it one more time. Hold that thought, okay? We're saying that the Gemara is suggesting if it's Ein Cheskas HaBadik, Safek Derabanan Lekula will not allow you to, or if it's a Safek, if it's a Tzadin Cheskas HaBadik, will not allow you to stay in the house without doing a Bedika. You have to do a Bedika. Cheskas HaBadik, even though it's not ironclad, is enough. You could come in the house, you don't have to do a Bedika. But even Cheskas HaBadik won't allow you if you have an option of asking him, you have to pick up the phone and call him. Why? It's Cheskas HaBadik. Yeah, Efshe levrurei. If you tell me Efshe levrurei, why don't I do a bedika? You don't have to do a bedika. So I have to call. You have to call. So I don't get it. You're telling me that I can rely on my Cheskas HaBadik? I can't rely on my Cheskas HaBadik. If I have a way of clarifying, can I rely on it or not? So it seems like it depends. This is all in the Maram Chalav. It depends. If what you're doing that you're not relying on is doing a new bedika that you don't have to do. If it just means making a phone call that you do have to do. What difference does it make? Now before we had the Maram Chalava, we had a beautiful. We'd say you don't have to do a new bedika because a new bedika is not going to tell you whether it was badak or not. It's just going to tell you to do a new bedika. That's not called Efshe levrurei. So we would have dumped that whole thing. We'd say no, there's no mechayev of checking again. The shaila is so why by Ein Cheskas HaBadik not because Efshe levrurei because of the other reasons because the other answers that we said. But once the Maram Chalava tells us that Efshe levrurei is or that doing another bedika is called Efshe levrurei or the words he uses. Ikala mekam alol demil, so whatever those words mean exactly. So then, what's the difference? Cheskas HaBadik, you're telling me you have to make a phone call. You have to lish ule. Why don't you have to do a nubadika? My high. This Bezrat Hashem and more. We will continue with hopefully tomorrow.